an olive, halfway down the page. So Mara's trying to work out what's the case over there. The woman is bringing the get herself. So Mara says that the case would be that he made the woman shtiach lahilacha, and when she gets there, she should be make a shtiach lekabbalah. So hanicha lemandamar. So the Mara says that this is a machlok, is whether that case is acceptable. Come on, Perkei Skabel, that woman can make a shliach lekabbalah to makabel a get from the shliach lahalacha. So, but tamama farshi hacha b'sama, the reasons why she can't, really she could. So why should we argue that she can't? The Mara is going to give two reasons over here. So Mara answers the question. It says time am I. Why in general is that a problem? Terutsu. The question time of my is not a question, it's an answer. But the Morris one is time of my amrinan enisa shashtiach the kabbal gita miyat shtiach bala. Why is the, in general the problem that there's a problem according to this mandamra that Isha can't make a shtiach the kabbal gita miyat shtiach bala? It shouldn't be zoring the bal. It's because he's zoring the bal. Mm-hmm. The suburb of the mevaza isi. She's sort of like look, indicating it's beneath her dignity to accept this get that I sent with my shliach, and she's saying, I don't want to give him a call from the shliach, I want to give a shliach instead. So that's like bizarre to the Baal. So we have to be choshed that the husband is not agreeable. So this idea that his shliach lehilacha should give to her shliach lekabbalah. Me Moser will have a get to the point that he might be makrit to the point that it's not a valid mesira. The law of lahachi shadruhu lahai. He didn't send the shliach lahalacha to do such an action. The bishlam miyad b'al atzmai. Well, what happens when the husband gives it to shliach lekabbalah? Kim and the iu gufei Moser l'shliach yishtay. The husband by giving it to the shliach. We see he doesn't mind. Hurrah, he gave it to the shliach. But we have to be cautious if we don't know for sure. Armina kapit, we have to be cautious that he's kapit. So that's why the shliach lahalacha can't give the shliach the kabbalah. But over here, the husband said, do this. The husband obviously doesn't mind because the husband told her to do this. So we're good. The Mara says, yeah, but that's according to that mandamer. But there's another mandamer which explains the reason why Shtiach LeKabbalah, Shtiach LeLocha can't give Shtiach LeKabbalah is Mishum Chater Bola Acher Mikan. That's a problem because of a scenario when you're using not shlichus but chotzer. How so? The dami ladadi, they're comparable cases. The shekeshazora get the chotzer. What happened? The husband put the get. Doesn't have to be they threw it. It means he placed the get in somebody else's chotzer. And then she acquires the chotzer. So we should look at it. Hareyu oisa es a chotzer shliach lahalich. He, by putting into that chotzer, is appointing the chotzer a shliach to bring the get to her. He kishikin also ososo shliach lekabbalah. Then when the woman buys the chotzer, she's making the shliach, the chotzer a shliach, to accept it for her. V'atzalachshuri mehay taima. People will argue that it's acceptable, but the truth is, shalok yadino, it's not valid. The chotzer la mishum shlichus yisrabi, ela mishum yada. Vayishaita denesina lav yada hu. The chotzer is not, it has to be put in, the chotzer acts as an extension of her yad. And if when the husband put it into the chotzer, it wasn't her yad, it can't become her yad afterwards, it's too late. But people will mistakenly think that chotzer works along the lines of shlichus, and if we're going to allow a shliach lahalacha to give to a shliach lekabbalah, people will assume that you can have a situation where the chatzar, which is like a shliach, is giving to a shliach lekabbalah, which means it's changing to become her chatzar, and it's acceptable. That's what Rashi learned. Rashi doesn't like this. Doesn't like the pshat. Because how can you look at when the husband puts it into somebody else's chatzar, which the husband has no connection to at all, that we should look at that that's going to be a shliach lahalacha. So Tosha says that the case is that the husband took his chatzar and put the get in his chatzar, then he sold his chatzar to a third party, and then the woman was kind of that chatzar from that third party. So the Mora says, so what was the case? The Mora says the case is like this. He told her, be a sheikh lalacha until you arrive to this and this place, and over there you should appoint somebody else as a second sheikh lalacha. You will transfer the get that you have to the second sheikh lalacha, and then the sheikh lalacha will give it to you. Make a second shliach lehalacha. So now, at the moment that she appoints that shliach lehalacha, she hasn't accepted the get yet. So at this point in time, she could theoretically turn around and tell the Baal, I did your shlichus. Your shlichus was to bring it to that place and appoint the shliach lehalacha. I did that. Now that you've appointed the sheikh lelocha, then next, after that, he can give it to you, and you'll accept the get from him. And the way you do it is the second shliach, obviously, when he delivers the get, can't say b'farinechta, because he didn't witness the ksiva or the chesima. The first shliach is not going to be there at the time of the nesinus of get. So what do? The first shliach goes to the bezdin and declares in front of the bezdin at the time that he's appointing the second shliach, b'farinechta, and the bezdin will then validate the get based on that and then allow the second shliach to give the get. So I'll see more later on in the next parak. Okay. Hadrullocha may be get of the Mishnah. So this Mishnah deals with the halacha of Lishma. And the Mishnah gives four different scenarios which are lacking in Lishma. So kol get shenitav shelo l'shum isha is possible. If the get was not written, it was not written for the intent to use for this woman, the get is not valid. Okay. Ketzad. So what's an example of that? Hayoyer b'shuk. The person was walking in the street. V'shama kol sofrim makrin. And he heard that the voice of the sofer was calling out, Ish ploni megarish es plonis mimokim ploni. That man named so and so is divorcing woman named such and such from this and this place. When the Balmer zeshmi b'zeh b'seh mishti, great. That's my name, it's a wife's name, it's the right city. I'll use the get. It's possible to garish, but it's not valid to use for garish. Now, the Mora is going to discuss what exactly the case is. The Mora says the case is that the Sofer Rebbe is training his Sofrim Talmidim in writing Gittin. And he gives an example of how to write the get. So he has a get where he gives some example of names that they should be writing the get. So they're writing the get, not the Shem Gershon at all. They're writing it totally for practice purposes. And he wants to then take his get, which is written beautifully. The beautiful Talmud did a good job. Everything is written wonderful. But it wasn't written for the purpose of Gershon at all. So that's Mishnah. That's no good. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara originally assumes not like that, but that's the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay, Yesher Mikain. So then, an even greater Kiddush. So that's a case where it was not written for the purpose of Gerushin at all. What about a case where it was written for Gerushin, but not for this woman? Yesher Mikain. Even greater than that. Kosov Legarish as Ishtoi. Venimlach. So a man wrote a get to divorce his wife, or had a get written to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind. Masal ben Iroi, somebody else from the same city met him. Vamaloi shmi kishimcha, mishem ishti kishem ishticha. Says, you know what? I'm interested in divorcing my wife. We have the same names, so let me use this get that you are have decided to not use. I want to use it to divorce my wife. So possible garish by that is also possible to be garish. So the Gemara is going to deal with a side issue of why was that get every kosher to start with? If you have a get which is not really clearly delineating the individuals, because since there's two people in the same city with the same names, two couples with the same names, so it was never clear in the get who was for anyway. So why isn't that problematic? So Moore is going to deal with that. Moore is going to deal with that. But in regards to the issue of Lishma, so this case added that it was written Lishem Gerushin on the one hand, but it still was a problem because it wasn't written for the Lishem Gerushin of this individual who wants a divorce. And yes, sir, Mikain, the next step up is he had two wives with the same name. So he wrote the get with intent to use it for one of the women. He cannot switch it for the other one. That means he can't switch who he wants to use it for. See, here it was written the shame, the garrison of this man. So it was written the shame garrison of this individual. It's no good because it wasn't written for the right woman. Okay, so that's case number three. Case number four, Yesher Mikain. Even furthermore, we have a case. Omer Lavli told the cipher. Lavli is another name for a cipher. I need to get rid of one of my wives. They have the same name. I got to get rid of one of them. I'm not sure. I'll decide later on. So write it for whichever woman I decide to use it for. So it's written the shame garrison of the man. It's written the shame garrison of whichever woman it is, which will be decided in the future. Also possible the garish, right? And that more gets involved, and that's the question of Brera. That's a problem of saying, making a chalois, which at the time the chalois is being made, it's unclear what it's being made for or on, and that only being inspired later on, so that's the chazorin of Brera. Okay, look Rashi. Call Sofrim, Kosar Gittin. So these are the people which are writing Gittin. And he heard them saying the right names. Yes, and he took it out. Gemara Farash Ma Yaseira the Kulu. The more goes to each one, what's each case adding on the previous case? She changed his mind. Notice that the Gemara did not discuss a case. The Mishnah did not discuss a case where I could theoretically have a seemingly similar case that the first person used it for Gerushin, and the second person says, then I'll use it afterwards. So that doesn't work for sure, not. That definitely doesn't work, because there's the concept in the shtar. A shtar which is written to be not a shtar raya, but a shtar kinyan, or a shtar which you make is going to effect the transaction, not to prove the transaction, but to effect it. So getting shtar kedushin, shtar hakno, all those things where it's a shtar kinyan. And even a shtaraya, there's an element of kinyan because he gets, the person gets the shibud nechasim of the properties through the shtar. There's a concept of called nimcho shibura. Once it's used, it no longer is effective. There's a certain power which is in when they create the shtar. There's a certain power that document has now to make a chalois. Once it's used, it's done. So the Mora says that even akarekach. So let's say in the case of a halva, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000. So they write a shtar. So the shtar is not just a shtar raya; it's also a shtar kinyan because a milbal pad does not collect from the chasam shabbatim, and milbal b'shtar does collect from the chasam shabbatim. So by having the milbal b'shtar, the malba gets a shibud in the chasam of the leiva. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. Shimon comes back 3 hours later and says, "You know what? I changed my mind. I don't need the money." Gives the money back to Reuven. Reuven gives them back to Shtar. 3 hours later, the same day, he says, "You know what? I really realize I do need the money." He says, "Great. I'll give back the money, and here's the Shtar." No good. Because the loan took place and the loan was paid back. That shtar is no longer a shtar. What do you mean? All information on the shtar is 100% correct. Same day, same amount of money, same people, same place, everything. But the shtar was used already. So if he would later on collect from Lekuchais based on the shtar, it's false. Because he has no shibud on the Nechosim. Because the shtar cannot create a shibud once it was used already once. So that's called Nimchal Shibud. The power of the Kayach of the shtar is ineffective. So if the first person used the get to divorce the wife already, there's no way you can use it a second time. It doesn't have a power of gerushin anymore. But the question was, it was never used. So that's a problem, a different problem, but it's not lishma, it's not written for the right people. So that's the case of the Mishnah. One or two
things here. The halva example, is that a doraisa?
Where's that? The count of nichol shibudai? No, it's not. It's a sora. It's not a drabanan. It's mikra din. It's not a gzeiro. Because I'll tie stuff that the power of shtar is that you inject and document ability to do something. Once it's done, it's done.
Okay, but that sounds like a smart jurbana. It's not a zero type thing, but it's still. It's not a deraisa.
Swara is deraisa.
I understand Svara can't be deraisa, but is it always deraisa?
Is it always deraisa? Well, Chazal, we're touching up that this is how a shtar works. As long as you understand how a shtar works, you know, so the concept of the shtar is a deraisa, the concept. Chazal, we're saying that this is, this is what the definition of a shtar is.
Is this one of those things that, like, Masri, they have to figure it out? Or?
Well, and Dini Mamanis, a lot of Dini Mamanis is must be out they were coming to figure it out. That, you know, who decided what's the Rechlev Araya is a halachic, that's a halachic concept, the Raisa. The Morse says it's not a pasuk, because it's a swara. That's how Dini Mamanis worked. Gzeluktana lavdafkas. Rashi points out that it just means there was one example the Mishnah gave of how you defy the two wives, but it's lavdafka. Leisa shirtz agarish boy posel agarish boy the ein breira, because we hold ein breira. Lorinan hovra dover. We cannot say that later on when he decides which wife. Now it's retroactively in this parah that was written for that woman. So the Mishas Ksivas Ahoya Daita Lazu, and if that would be true, if we could say Breira, we could say later on when he decides, it's not only Sparrow that the get was written for that woman, so that means the get was written for that woman, that's Lishma. But we don't say it, we hold name Breira. It comes out at the time it was written, it was not clearly written for the right woman, so it's a lacking in Lishma. Okay.
Just to clarify something really quick.
Yes. But we had before, barring a case of shlichus, where it's clear to people that it came from a different place, and therefore people know that it was given a different time.
When you get to the parsha of Geis, I want you to write that parsha of God.
The Mora says, in general, we're not kosher with that possibility because the person would not be makdim pernusel and apshei. So we try and avoid that case, because otherwise the Mora says, what's the whole purpose of writing his man in the get? The Mora says there's an assumption we have before Yud Ches that the people will only, when the time it gets to the point of writing the get, it's being done immediately. And that's why his man is effective, even though theoretically there's a loophole, but in general it's effective. Okay, so we explained the case. The first case of the Mishnah was a case of the training process. The teacher is training the talmidim and how to write a get. So the Mora didn't know that yet. We're post the Gemara. So Mora says, "Kasa legarish asishta benimlach." So case number two is he wrote legarish asishta and he was nimlach. The Mora says, "Velareisha b'mai." So what was the first case? That was the first case that he heard a sefer writing so and so is the working so and so. What was the case that person had commissioned him to write a get, and he's speaking out, "I'm writing a get for so and so," which is what we do, we speak it out. "I'm writing a get for so and so to divorce so and so." So that's the second case. So what's the first case? First case is a case where they're training Seferim. It's not written for a purpose of Gerishin at all. It was just a training process that they're training the Seferim how to write a get. Amravashi dekanami. Ketani Seferim makrin, and Bokatani Seferim karin. Shmami no. So, if the case would be like you assumed in the question, that the cipher is declaring why he's writing the get, which the cipher does before he writes, he makes a declaration, so it's clear that it's the Don Lishma by verbally declaring, "I'm writing this get for so and so and so and so." By doing so, he made it Lishma. That's a declaration that makes it Lishma. But then the cipher is being kare, not being makre. So where's the case where he's being makre? Means he's calling out to somebody else. Is the case where the Rebbe is training the class and saying, "Okay, class, write the X." See, then he's not declaring for himself. He's being makre. He's being kare for somebody else. So that's where the first case is a case where it was done in a training process. It's not l'shem gerishin at all. So now the Mora goes through the four steps of the Mishnah. My yeser mikain. So what is this yeser mikain the Mishnah is saying? Tana the Rebbe Shmuel. Loi zesh nitzav shelo l'shem gerishin. Not only this case where it was not written for gerishin at all. But even in this case, where it was written for gerishin, is still possible. Then this next case, not only this case, where it was not written for the purpose of the gerishin of the man. But the third case was written for the man's gerishin. Still possible because of the wrong woman. Of Hoa, it wasn't written for the gerishin of this woman. It's written for this act of gerishin for whichever woman he'll decide. It's still possible. So that's the four cases of the Mishnah. The Mora says, let's go through how you see these in the pasuk. Okay, my time. The Torah wrote that gives every kisses into her hands. Habamina lemute heich kama. The over the shum krisis. So case number one, it's not a sefer krisis. It wasn't written to be a document of. It was written for practice. It wasn't written to be a document of krisis. So that would exclude case number one. But in scenario number two, which they wrote it for Gerishin, the Dabra the Shum Krisis is written as a Sefer Krisis. Same Akasher, I would say that that's acceptable. Because of Rachmana, because of that the Baal writes it. So it has to be an act of the expression of the Baal's desire to divorce his wife. Okay, so he can do that through having a sefer do it for him, but it's his expression of desire to divorce. So because it's going on, the subject of that verb is the husband. Therefore, case number two, where the one who commissioned the sefer was not the right husband, it's no good. Okay, because, now so the more because of Rachmana, because of the Torah just stopped there. That would exclude case number two, where he is not the one who's commissioning it. But case number three, where he has two wives. So in case number three, where the husband is expressing his desire to divorce, the Torah says, because of it, he has to do that. He did it. The fact that it's wife number one versus wife number two, why is that a problem? That's not as long as the husband is expressing his desire to divorce and again, it's good enough. So I would think that's kosher. Ema kosher, kosher rachmana, law. So he darshan lishma, it has to be written, he has to write it, lishma, for that woman. So case number three, it's not written for the right woman. What's case number four? Case number four tells me there's a problem of Breira. Breira would not be a valid way to accomplish that. Okay, let's hold it here.